Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And what a dramatic conclusion to this double game week. Well, I say conclusion. There's still loads of football to be played. Spurs got to play tomorrow night, of course. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Manchester City versus Crystal Palace coming up in midweek, the second part of their double game week. But a dramatic conclusion to Sunday evening, wasn't it? Properly dramatic.
Was it? I've not been around this afternoon.
You didn't see any of it.
I have not watched any football today. Actually, that's a lie. I watched 20 minutes of Newcastle earlier. That's it. That's all I've watched today because...
You didn't watch any of the West Ham game? None of the Arsenal game?
And you know what, Lee? I think I'm quite pleased.
I think you're right to not have watched that. It was pretty insane.
Just a little... For those of you that follow me on Instagram, you'll know I've been at dance rehearsals with my little girl today. And we got back in the car and I'm driving out of the car park and my phone went mental.
Slackers?
It was the Slackers, yeah. The guys in our Slack channel. And it was just like, go, 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 go. And I went to Evie, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Because I actually didn't realise Arsenal were 1-0 up. I'd missed that entirely and all the drama of trying to get stuff done. And then I saw people going on about Wilson and I thought, oh no.
Yeah.
If a West Ham, and I'm like, Evie, get my phone, check it. She's like, what am I looking at? I'm going to go on the find the SofaScore app. And then I see you coming in, going, oh,
it was
going to get VAR'd.
It was mad.
And then I saw a little message pop up on my watch from you to the Slackers, and it just said, after review. And as soon as you said after review, I thought, yeah, it's been ruled out.
Yeah. I mean, what a seminal moment. It was a huge, huge moment. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about the games. Guys, welcome along to the FPL Family Livestream. We'll do what we always do. We'll talk through the games that we've had, the nine that we've had. We'll talk about captaincies doing well. Triple capped. If you had triple captain Haaland, well done. Goal and assist already. And you've got another game still to come. So definitely
already
a good week
Gabriel
to play the triple captaincy. You've already done better than both of us when we played it on Gabriel a few weeks back. If you've done the bench boost, if you've done a wild card this week, I think it's largely been okay, but would love to hear your scores in the chat to get him in there. We'll talk games, we'll talk our ranks, we'll talk about what we're thinking for next week. But yeah, I mean, we have to talk about, we'll do the games, right? But we have to, just a quick word on that last few minutes of that game, because it was an interesting game. I did think that when Ben White got injured during that game, so I'll give a bit of commentary because you didn't watch it at all.
No,
did
no,
you, right?
Please, yeah, go for it.
So Ben White gets injured in the game. Arsenal then don't really have a recognised right back. Like, there was a bit of, oh, well, Miles Lewis-Skelly could go there. But as you know, he quite fancies him in midfield at the minute.
Yeah, and he's been good there.
Not really his natural position, I don't think, anyway. So he puts Declan Rice there. He puts Declan Rice at right back.
Okay.
Which immediately changes
the... Is Declan Rice a right back?
Well, he immediately changes the dynamic of the game. Because, as we've said week after week, and I don't want to compare it to Liverpool, but it's kind of akin to putting Szoboszlai at right back, right? You know my thoughts on that. Yep, you put Szoboszlai at right back. Not only is he not as good a right back as some others, but you miss so much in midfield by him not being there. And that's exactly what happened by putting Declan Rice at right back. So the game dynamic changed. West Ham kind of smelt it a bit. And it was really cagey for quite a while. And then the second half Arsenal didn't start as fast as they did in the first half because they come out of the traps, right? Arsenal, yeah. First 10, they should have scored. Come out of the traps. Trossard in particular missed a header that he put against the post. But it was cagey. And the longer it went 0-0, you could feel it getting cagey.
Right.
And then Fernandes goes through, Matheus Fernandes, who, I rate this player highly, right? Highly. I'd have him at my club in a heartbeat. I really like him. Mm. However, he should have finished this. So he gets put through one-on-one. And Raya pulls off, I wouldn't say it was like a world-class save, but it's still a top save.
In the circumstances,
as a goalkeeper, your job is to save it, and he saved it. He did a really good job of that. Fernandes probably could have... an instinctive striker tucks that away, right? Little clip over. Right. But he took one extra touch, and it just enabled Raya to make the save, okay, or give him the opportunity to make the save. But nevertheless, that save... Like, you think about the ripple effect of that save. Like, if West Ham go 1-0 up, I don't know, maybe Arsenal come back into it. Maybe they don't. Maybe they lose 1-0. And then it's City's title. Then it's Spurs are down. Then it's like all sorts of narrative,
well,
right?
Well, hang on a minute.
No, but you get my point, right? There's a moment there in that Raya save that has changed the course of history, or the future, say, not history, has changed the course of the future for the clubs, right? Big, big. It's huge. It's what unbelievable moment. I couldn't stop thinking about it as a moment. And then a few minutes later, you get the Trossard goal that comes, to be honest, a little bit against the run of play.
Right.
But Ødegaard, just magic feet, composure in the box. Trossard, instead of running towards the goal, just sort of backs off a little bit. And Ødegaard draws the players in. He lays it off to Trossard, and Trossard just finishes it, a bit of a deflection on it. But listen, you don't take the shots, you don't score the goal. So well played, Arsenal. They're 1-0 up. Then in the 94th minute, oh my God, guys.
And by the way, it's Callum Wilson what you thought again, about wasn't this. It?
Unbelievable.
Because isn't that the third time in like the last month that Callum Wilson has popped up in extra time and scored a goal?
I don't think, I mean, we've not seen drama like, I mean, it was probably the biggest VAR call in VAR history so far.
And you said it went on for a long time, right?
Yeah, but, oh my God, they had to get it right. I mean,
of course, yeah, yeah,
Jesus,
yeah,
they
one.
Get that one wrong.
Yeah, we can't have them coming out next week and saying, sorry, guys.
Can, like can you imagine? Oh, yeah, we got that wrong. We'll give an apology in a few days. Oh, wow,
we had
no.
A few times lately, haven't we? Like, even just from a Spurs perspective, like, we had it with the Brobby red card against Sunderland. Came out, oh, sorry, we should have sent him off.
Crazy.
A few weeks later, oh, sorry.
I think your mic cable might have come out again. Can you just plug it back in for us?
Hang on.
Hold the line, callers.
I hadn't even touched it.
There we go. I think it's back on. Tell us if we've got an echo or anything bad.
And then we had it a few weeks later, didn't we, when they said, oh, sorry, we should have given you a penalty. And they didn't. Who was that against? Clear handball. Can't remember who we were playing that week. Should have given you a penalty. Sorry about that. Oh, no, it was Everton, wasn't it? Against West Ham.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But this one feels... This one... Like, those ones are like...
It was absolutely
They're not
huge.
Goals, are they?
Yeah.
They're not, you know... Yes, the penalty probably goes in.
Have you
in
seen the incident?
I have not. So I will not comment on it because I have not seen it. I will watch Match of the Day tonight.
Can't believe you've not seen it.
But what I've literally been at dancing in a theatre.
It only takes a second to see it on your phone. But like I
came in, I cooked dinner and I made graphics.
I think it was the right decision. I think. Now, I know what the West Ham narrative is, and Jarrod Bowen said it after the game, and so did Nuno. They both kind of come out and went, look, Arsenal have basically made a career out of it this season, haven't they? You know, being aggressive from corners and, you know, rugby tackles and getting a bit hands-on.
Mm.
And you can even think back to, do you remember that was there an Arsenal goal opening day of the season against Manchester United? Have I made that up? Guys, tell me if I've made that up. I'm sure Saliba scored from a header for game week one. And like it was like rough and tumble tussle from a corner. Well, keeper gets kind of balked and it's like...
Even if you just think back to the North London derby, they scored, didn't they, from a corner and it was allowed to stand even though he was... The game against you lot, Virgil's goal against us was allowed to stand despite the pushing and shoving.
Mm.
And then we scored against Arsenal. Kola Muani lent on. He then scored. I think it was Gabriel, was it Saliba? I can't remember. One of them he leans on. And it got ruled out. They said no, it was... And I guess it's a similar thing in this.
I mean,
sense.
I think it is a foul on Raya. I think he catch... Without the foul, if the arm's not across him... He's going to catch it. He's got to catch it. Now, is there other stuff going on in the box as well? Yeah. Like, it's Trossard, like, fouling a player, maybe. Is Rice kind of leaning into one of the West Ham players? Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, is the ball over the line first and foremost? Yes, absolutely. Like, Wilson smashes it. Rice gets the clearance, but he's behind the line, right? So the goal line decision technology, it's not even close, by the way. It's well over. So it's definitely, it's a goal, inverted commas. But then the VAR kind of looking almost like, and West Ham's narrative is they're looking for a reason to cancel it out. But I think the reason it took so long was because they just had to get it right. And for once in VAR's life, I am glad they took the time to get that right. I thought it was a foul. I think they've made the right decision. I think if they give the goal, if that goal gets given. I mean, not many of us are feeling for Arsenal fans at the minute, but I'd be feeling for the Arsenal fans. Plus, Spurs would be livid. Be absolutely livid if West Ham got a point out of that. So I think they've made the right thing. I think they've done the right thing. Were you happy to see Arsenal get a win? Happy to see the win?
Celebrated when VAR ruled it out.
I think you have to. I think you have to. Any of these Spurs fans that are just like, I think you have to be.
I'll own it. Like, I've never, ever wanted to see Arsenal win, ever. And twice today, I've had conversations in person with Arsenal fans where I've gone, genuinely, I want you to win today. And they're like, did you ever think you would say that? No, not. Never. And then when that goal got ruled out and it was obviously Arsenal winning the game, I said to Evie, like, I feel physically sick saying, like, I'm pleased about this. But genuinely, I am, because it's a different conversation heading into... It was always in our hands after last week. Now it was back in our hands. So all we have to do is win our three games.
Mm.
But there's that middle game against Chelsea that I don't feel overly confident about because of the history with Chelsea and the way that those games always go. So I wanted to go into tomorrow night knowing that we can put ourselves properly clear, because if we win now tomorrow against Leeds, that gives us the comfort zone Chelsea game. And it feels...
Plus, Leeds are safe now. Because West Ham lost, Leeds and Forest are now both going to be in a Premier League next season. So... How do you think that's going to affect Leeds' mentality tomorrow?
I mean, hopefully they're on the beach now.
Well, do they just go immediately put the flip-flops on? Or do they go into that game with just a bit of freedom now? And, like, maybe it's bad for you. I don't know. I think it's net positive for you that they're safe now.
I don't think it matters. I'm at the point where I just think...
Yeah, maybe.
It's, for the last few months, it's been, what can we do? We can't odds what happens in other games and what other teams do or don't do. All we can do is what we can do. And so heading into tomorrow night, the conversation was always, we have to get 3 points. Now, Arsenal have done us a favour today because they give us that buffer zone now. But Arsenal had something to play for themselves. Something, you know, arguably just as important as what we were playing for.
100%.
We're playing for survival, they're playing for the title.
They're playing for them, playing for you. 100%.
We've got to keep playing for ourselves. So I don't really care whether Leeds are safe or not. We just have to beat them. We can only beat what's in front of us.
Yeah.
Same against Villa.
Bee's in the chat. She was hoping for a 0-0. Would that have been all right?
No, I wasn't. You've
got to prioritise players.
I don't care about... If Arsenal win the title, fine. I don't care. I do not care what happens at the top of the league. I only care about what happens at the bottom of the league.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. We've had a member chat, Sam, from God Is Love Ireland. Thank you very much for the member chat. Evening, Bonfields. Hello, mate. Good game week so far. 76.
Nice.
With the Haaland TC, which is why. So well played on the chip. Any of you did the Haaland TC this week? That is looking good. That is looking good. I mean, I did the sideways Semenyo to Cherky thing this game week, which has not worked out at all. I mean, we'll do it when we get to the game, but like, please can someone tell me how that's a Semenyo assist? It's just not, is it? It's not. The rules say that is not a Semenyo assist, so I'm not having it. And yes, I'm bitter because I sold him this week, but it's just not Semenyo assist. And then Cherky drops a generational stinker. I mean, week after week, he's been so good, isn't he, for all these weeks. And then they didn't have the Rodri ball carrier, did they? So he's just kept coming deep to get involved, and it's just not where you want him. It's not where you want him at all. But listen, if you did triple captain Haaland this week, that is looking pretty good at the moment. And also a super chat from our friend Cy Burdett. Hello, mate. Nice to see you. Nigel the Crab. Hello, Bonfields. Hope all's good, mate. We're all right. He says, not on FPL update, but big personal news, he's moving to Singapore.
I thought you already were in Singapore.
I'd probably move in permanently now. Maybe he just was visiting before. I don't know. Maybe he's...
That's exciting.
Maybe now it's a permanent thing.
He
can go and
have a go meet up with Aaron.
He could. Absolutely, yeah. Have a little FPL family reunion with Aaron. Yeah. Nice. That's nice news, that, Simon. Congrats, mate. Congrats. I'd like to see it. So let's get on with... Well, first of all, we should say well done to you, Green Arrow, as you can see on the screen right now.
Oh, hurrah.
Chipping away. And I've seen a couple of comments in the chat saying, fair play, Sam, if you think about where you were like a month and a half ago, to be 7-18 ain't bad at all. So yeah, the Green Arrows keep coming.
Yeah,
happy days.
We're chipping away in the right direction. It's been a slog. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but the revival has sort of coincided with the Spurs revival.
Since the De Zerbi come in, it's been better, yeah.
But I genuinely think that there is, like, I'm not making an excuse for how bad my season's been. It's just been bad. But I found it really difficult to be... Well, Spurs has been so painful every week that I found football really hard this year. Which is why I think I've actually been quite good at UCL fantasy this year, because Spurs in that were decent.
Yeah.
I actually were all right at that one.
I know how you feel, because I think first half of the season when we were crap, we're still crap, but when we were really crap, I just couldn't get into football at all. And even doing these live streams was difficult. And then turn of the year, I sort of accepted that we were crap and accepted that we weren't going to do anything this season and sort of just like almost refocused a little bit. And then we had a little bit of a revival, didn't we? A little mini revival, and we did quite well. And I got a few Green Arrows. So I think there's some correlation there.
I honestly think you're onto something.
I think the more you're interested in watching your own team and the more you're interested in watching the football, the more attention you pay, and therefore the better your IFPO is. What it is, isn't it?
And I also do think that, you know, because Spurs have been down in the struggling zone, it has meant that I have focused on, I've not wanted to, like, I don't know, maybe like not getting Bowen for a while has been partly about the fact that I've not wanted to back West Ham in games, or I've not, like, didn't get Gibbs White. Why? Well, I didn't want to back Forest at the time. Same with Calvert-Lewin potentially and with Leeds. Like, it's been one of those seasons where it's felt hard. But the arrows have been really kind in recent weeks. And
that's good.
Like, I mean, what was it? A couple of months ago, I was at 3.5 million. 3.7 million.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've taken 3 million in the last sort of 6 weeks or so. So it has been, and that's not been chips, because my triple captain failed, my bench boost failed, the free hit was decent, but everything else, it has just been the transfers and the actions have been good recently. So we've just got to keep that going now for the next couple of weeks.
Nice. All right. Nice. Another member chat. All the members are in tonight. Hello, guys. Very nice to see you. Thank you for being members here at the FPL Family YouTube channel. Duncan is in. You've been a member for 49 months, Sam. 49
Duncan,
months.
My goodness.
He says, hey guys, ever since our Zoom, Sam, I have been flying, he says. Guess what his score is this week? 83 this week with 7 to play. Holy, holy S-balls, Duncan. That is a week, mate.
Must admit.
104k green.
I love doing the Zoom chats with the patrons, but there is something lovely about talking to Duncan. But I just love talking to him. He's such a lovely, lovely man. And it was a fun chat because he came and he was like, I think I might do this. I was like, oh, I'll think about this. And in the end, it's clearly gone well. So well done, Duncan.
Ends his message with coys and a little winky smiley.
Thank you, Duncan.
Love it. George, who's also a member here at the FPL Family channel. Hello, mate. Nice to see you. Hey, he says, George. Hey, guys. Hope you're well. Hope the dancing rehearsals went well. I think they did, from what
they
I understand
did.
From our daughter.
She's danced beautifully.
58 this week, having a stink. It's not a stinker. I mean, it's 58. It's not a stinker.
Could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
You could
like
be
George.
Ash. You could have triple palace defence.
You could have been Ash. You could have triple palace defence. Oh, man. How long did the hope last? What, like, I don't know, 3 minutes? 4 minutes before Tarkowski scored? I like, oh, jeez.
I like.
Palace defence, man. If you had it, how'd you feel? That's bad. That's bad. But he does say, we are all Spurs tomorrow. A lot of Spurs love in here today. A lot of Spurs love.
This is why I love this lot.
Here we go.
Because they were all Spurs. Apart from if there's any hammers. Sorry, hammers.
Okay, and we've had another member chat from, how do we say it? I think I'm going to say this is Jeandre Bottes. Tell me how you break your name down phonetically for me. I'm just going to say Jean. J-E-A-N, Jean.
Jean.
I don't know.
Like, boom, 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 boom.
Say something like that, yeah. Yeah, something like that. 100% of foul. He or she says, the foul on Raya. The problem people have is inconsistency. Dude, you are 100% true. 100% right. You've seen that given as a goal in other instances. As an Arsenal fan, I'm relieved. Well, congrats, Arsenal fans.
Congratulations.
I mean, it's there now, isn't it? It's there now for it to be done. I mean, they're going to smash Burnley, aren't they?
Yeah, and, and Palace are going to be on the... Like, Palace they got their final
jot,
3 days
they?
Later. They're not going to care about game week 38.
Won't care a jot. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's looking done now for Arsenal. And, who would begrudge them the title? I think they've been the best team in the league. No doubt about that.
Over the course of the season, they have, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Tendai is in. Nice to see you. John Robert Knight is here. We've got Chatterbox is in. I'm 1 point ahead of FPL Harry, Chatterbox says. Well, mate, Harry's doing very well, so you must be doing incredibly well, Chatterbox. Well done, mate. Jay Rich is here. We've got the rubbish FPL player is in. Hey,
Andrew.
Nice to see you, mate. Still can't get over that name. Why does he call himself that? He's a good FPL player.
He's a good FPL
The rubbish FPL player. Andrew, please. Will Mercer is in. We've got Richard Lohman is here. Who else we got? Kelly T is in. Hey, Kelly. Nice to see you. And we've got Kingdom, as usual. Kingdom... We're going to talk about our game in a bit, mate.
Did you speak to Kingdom while the game was on? I didn't watch your game either. I had to go to dress rehearsal.
You watched any football this week?
Yeah, I watched Man City, didn't I, last
night? Okay, good.
Yeah, I watched Man City.
Right, let's get on then, Sam, with some of these games.
I watched Match of the Day, to be fair.
You did. Yeah, you did. So we'll watch it again tonight because I want to see it.
We definitely will watch it tonight.
I want to see that drama again from tonight.
You want my view on the drama, surely.
I do. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see some of these game week results then. Let's get into some of these games then, Sam. Let's start with it. Let's get it done.
What, your game?
Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1. Let's get on with it.
So,
let's talk about how we're not getting any FPL assets from either of these sides because they're both utter crap. There we go.
So I sold Joao Pedro this week.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I was a little bit like when I did it because you have that when you sell, and I also sold Semenyo this week. And when you sell two heavily owned players and go for two, I guess, more differential players,
yep,
lower owned, you do have a bit of a feeling of like, oh, this really could backfire spectacularly. Like, it backfires if you get, you know, a little, you know, sell a player and you get someone else and they do. But when they're especially big ownerships, it's hard. But I must admit, on watching the game back on Match of the Day last night, I wasn't feeling like, oh, I've made a huge mistake selling João Pedro. And there wasn't... I don't know. It's Spurs up next for Chelsea, and we are their bogey team, like, or they are our bogey team, rather. We never, ever win at Stamford Bridge, so they'd probably be quite good next week. But I can't see me owning a Chelsea player between now and the end of the season now.
Well, this game was strange, right? So for 25 minutes, we were quite good. And then after 25 minutes, we went 1-0 up. And because it was a nice day and the weather was nice and the crowd was singing, they all went, yeah, that's probably enough now. We're just chill now. That's, forget it. We're having a lovely time. Let's just enjoy the weather. And they took their foot off the gas. Honestly, Sam, how many times have I got to sit here every week and talk about Liverpool sleepwalking, foot off the gas, utter bullshit? It drives me insane. Every week I say I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it today.
Can we talk about Rio? Because of all the attacking players,
it's just like, honestly, the goal that Chelsea scored is just a joke. It's pathetic. It's a comedy goal. It's a comedy goal from Enzo Fernandez. Just like everyone misses it.
It was just a free kick that everyone misses.
Just crap, right? We've made Chelsea look decent here. And for a good chunk of the game, I totally disagree with what you just said. Having sold Palmer and João Pedro this week, I can tell you, it was stupidly uncomfortable.
Well, maybe
as a Palmer and João Pedro seller this week.
Maybe because I only watched it on Match of the Day. I didn't watch the game live. Okay. So possibly that's why.
Because there's one where Palmer gets a goal ruled out because basically Cucurella's like...
His hair is offside.
He's very, very, very marginally offside. And Palmer gets a goal taken off. So I'm like sweating when that goes in. I'm just like, oh, here we go. Classic. Sold him. And now he scored for the first time since God was a boy. And then in the second half, there's a very close penalty call on João Pedro, which you've got to assume Palmer is then going to take.
Yeah.
I've never sweat over a VAR decision in my life. I didn't think it was a pen when I first looked at it. And then when the purple screen of death comes up, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to find a way to give this. And it's 1-0 at the time. And I'm like, oh God, this is going to be 2-1. It's going to be João Pedro assist, Palmer goal. So there was big chunks of that game where I was very nervous as a João Pedro seller and very nervous as a Palmer seller. But then you've got to remember the one key, you've got to remember the key thing is that they're playing against Liverpool and we are crap. So next week, they'll be playing against the Spurs side, who are revitalised, have got something to play for, and actually give a shit. You'll beat them.
We won't, Lee.
They're rubbish, Sam.
Lee.
We just made them look good because we're just as bad.
I mean, I really hope you're right, but we never beat them. But is it... But okay, so you got Villa this week.
Yeah.
Friday night, under the lights.
Neither team are going to care about that, are they?
Why not? I mean, I know why
Villa
they
have got their eyes on Europe, and we don't care about anything. We don't care about anything, Sam. We don't listen.
But you sort of do have to care about stuff because you won't make the Champions
League.
Anyone
thinking about getting Liverpool players in your FPL team, don't do it.
But I am thinking about it because have you seen Villa? Because last week we didn't have a live stream last week to talk about how great Spurs were. Spurs were great against Aston Villa, and I know that people were very upset with Villa because they rotated their squad. Sure, I understand the feelings of frustration. I do. However, Villa played full strength today and they were still rubbish from what I can understand. So, I'm looking at a Liverpool side for Friday night and thinking...
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'd like a bit of fun with some Dom Szoboszlai action.
The only one I could even mildly make a case for is Szoboszlai. But let me tell you, for most of the first half, he was an anonymous.
But didn't he have, I watched Match of the Day, and if anyone was going to score, it looked like it was going to be him.
Well, he forced the keeper into a good save, and he hit the post. Yeah, okay, could have had points.
And...
Yeah, okay. If you really, really have to, buy Dominic Szoboszlai. If you really have to, buy Dominic Szoboszlai. But there
Villa
is some so much better options. So much better options.
But Villa don't care.
I know, but nor do we. Like, you saw, particularly in the second half, there's a video going around on Twitter. You'll find it, guys, if you search hard enough. Mamardashvili gets the ball. And there's, like, all, like, nine of them. Isak's up the pitch. And there's, like, nine of them strolling out of the penalty area. Like, in previous seasons, and I know I've got to stop comparing it to the Klopp years, because he was special, we were special, and we're just not now under this clown, right? But Mamardashvili's got the ball, and in previous seasons, we're on the lookout, right? We're going bang Mane that way, bang Salah that way.
Good old days.
And it's just the good old days. It's like, right, go, one all, bang. Keeper's got the ball, red arrows, poof. This was nothing like it. They're all strolling out of the box. And then, of course, Mamardashvili's got no one to give it to, so he ends up dropping it to Joe Gomez, who goes long, it comes back, and we're back defending again. We are crap, Sam. I've had enough of this manager. He needs to go, and I want to get something new. End of rant.
But don't
get any Liverpool in FPL. If you have to get Szoboszlai, knock yourself out. But there's better options. Anyway, Chelsea, just as bad. Just as bad. Don't get any of them either. Move on. Literally move on. Honestly, two crap teams playing a crap game. Just honestly, crap. Right. Brighton 3.
I was going to say, let's talk about Brighton, because they weren't crap.
Brighton were not crap.
They are very good, Brighton. And actually, I keep going back to, for those of you that watch the Q&A regularly, you will remember there was a Q&A, I'm going to say it was about, I don't know, 2.5 months ago now, when Tudor first arrived. And as and I both said to each other, one of our teams probably going down. One of our teams is probably going to go down. And then, suddenly, from nowhere, Brighton, now we're talking about Champions League football potentially, because Liverpool apparently are crap, Chelsea are definitely crap, Villa apparently are on the beach because they're focused on what's going to happen in between game week 37 and 38. Mm. So that's why Villa won't care about 37, because they'll have a final. And even Manchester United not so great this weekend. So there's a whole narrative around Brighton. And this performance was excellent. You know, they've come out, they're really attacking, they've scored within 35 seconds. There was a really interesting interview, I don't know if you heard it, at the end of the game with Hinshelwood, who said, as we were coming out into the tunnel from the dressing room, I forget who gets the assist. Oh, it's De Kuyper, isn't it? He said, Max Entz says to me, I'm going to look for you, just be in the right place.
Yeah.
I'm 35 seconds into the game. He sends the ball, he's in the right place. It's a goal, lovely stuff.
If you were buying Brighton new now, and we will talk about Wolves, I hear you in the chat, you're saying that Wolves could have scored. I agree, right? They hit the post a couple of times. They weren't bad here, Wolves. They weren't bad. But they were pretty bad for the first 5 minutes.
They didn't show up at the beginning.
And of course, it's 2-0. Like, the game's done. Within 5 minutes, the game's done. But if you were buying Brighton new now, I think you got Hinshelwood all day long, wouldn't you? He's just like in an attacking 10. He's loving it.
Yeah, he is loving it. And I've still only got two Brighton assets.
Oh, okay.
Because I've not got...
They've got fixtures, so they've got to play.
I've not got Verbruggen. So I've got Pascal Gross, who I'm very happy with.
Leeds and Man United. Okay. Leeds away, Man United home.
But Leeds are safe now. And I've got Van Heek, happy with both of them. But Hinshelwood is great because he's cheap. I mean, it's one of those, isn't it, where every week Pascal Gross, Van Heek.
Oh, don't start with that guy again. What another jammy assist for Gross this week. Oh my God, this guy shits points, doesn't he? What is that? Not an assist? You had Senesi last week and now you've got Gross this week. No wonder you're on Green Arrows, up 700k. All these assists that you keep getting. Ridiculous. Sorry, go carry on. I'm still not over the Liverpool rant. I've still got more to talk about. I've got to talk about why he took Rio off and not Gakpo, but I'm not
going
to
go there. I asked you that question and then you didn't like it. Yeah. Would you have booed?
Yeah. I booed in here. I was watching it. I booed. Right. Ask the slackers. Right. I was in the slack. Oh, going back to Liverpool. Ask the slackers.
Yeah, cramps, Lot said.
No, he fucking didn't. Don't give me that shit. He did not.
Do you know you've sworn 10 times so far?
That's only because I'm talking about Liverpool. I'll get out of my system and I won't swear anymore.
You swore ask against the slackers. Brighton. No, you swore against Pascal Gross.
I said, Isak's warming up. if he brings off Rio here rather than Gakpo, I'm writing, and he'll get booed. And that's what he did, and he got booed, and rightly so. Nonsense. Nonsense manager, honestly. Sorry, Brighton versus Wolves. Hinshelwood's the one to go for. Gross, jammiest assist in the world.
Look, I don't... Lee, I've said this to you before. I don't care if it comes off somebody's backside. He touched the ball last, it went in the back of the net. He can have an assist. I'm very happy about it. No, they didn't give it at first. They did not give it. They give it a bit later.
And they realised you had him and they were like, right,
no, that's not what happened.
Get that on.
The best thing about it was that it... Behave. The best thing about it was that it was my mate Duncan who came in the slack and went, they've given the gross assist. And then Kelly went, that is gross. And I was like, I love you too. That's funny. Yeah, look, I'm happy with Pascal Gross. I don't care how he gets the points, but he picks them up every week.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Kingdom FC's in the chat, Sam. He says he had to step out. He's missed the Chelsea-Liverpool run.
Please, 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 please. We can't go back. Just go back and watch it again.
Yeah, he says he will.
Just rewind.
He says he will.
Because he's angry.
Yeah. Wolves, anything to say about these boys? They could have maybe should have scored, but after
gonna
5 minutes...
Wolves player,
you're not. Yeah, let's just...
We're not going to buy Wolves players, are we?
Don't want to talk about it. From Brighton, though, Leeds and then Man United. If you were buying new now...
Yeah.
Hinshelwood,
Gross, Van Heek.
No Welbeck still?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's move it on. Let's go to Man City 3, Brentford 0. What do you make of this game? Is Doku now just like world class? Like, is he just suddenly being unleashed, Doku? I mean, I don't understand where he's come from. Like, he's, to be fair, I've been harsh there. Before he got injured, he was one of their best players. Then he got injured. And he's found his feet again, and now he's one of their best players again. Is he actually low-key having a really good season, Doku, except he's just been injured for a bit?
Yeah.
You've got to say yes, haven't you? You've got to say yes.
I think he is.
He's up there for their player of the year, I think.
Do you know what it is with Doku? Every underlying number is there. Right, so I spent, for the FPL pod last week, I did a lot of research, and I did a whole player comparison in the scout members area on the three of them. Semenyo, Cherki, and Doku. And every time and every statistic I looked at, I was like, it's Doku for the double. Fancy Doku for the double, but
especially at 3% or whatever he was.
Yeah, but I fancy Cherki over the last three game weeks more than I fancy Doku over three.
Do you still think that? Because I think Cherki won't play Wednesday.
Why?
Because he was crap in this game.
No,
he was anonymous.
He wasn't.
He was crap, Sam. He wasn't doing the things that Pep wants him to do. He was dropping deep, trying to get involved because they didn't have Rodri in the middle.
Yes, because they couldn't... But when Foden came on...
And was good. I'm telling you now, I'll have 20 quid of you now, Foden starts over Cherki Wednesday. 20 quid.
Nah.
You think Cherki over Foden? Remember, clip this. Foden will start Wednesday and Cherki will be benched.
I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't think he likes Foden anymore.
All right. Just signed a new contract, but yeah, sure. I don't like him anymore.
Well, that's because Pep's leaving.
Yeah, sure.
Surely Pep's leaving at the end of the season.
Who knows? Just saying Foden signed a new contract.
Well, that's because no one else wants Foden. Do I still think that it's difficult? I'm annoyed at myself for the Doku thing because I did fancy Doku for this one and I should have just gone there and I couldn't decide between the two of them. So I didn't make a transfer until Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I waited. I thought I'd just wait it out and I'll see. And I missed some price rises.
Did any bit of you ever consider keeping Semenyo? Or you always sell?
No, I considered holding. Okay. So I was like, do I just hold the transfer? Maybe that's the sensible thing to do. But then actually I valued the money for next week for Saka. So I was like, well, really, I'm going to sell Semenyo next week anyway. So why don't I just do it this week? Because he's the least, for every metric, he's the worst one. So why don't I just sell him this week?
He didn't get an assist, by the way. I thought they chalked up an assist for Semenyo.
No, I don't think they didn't give it to him.
Oh, good. Justice. Yeah.
Because it took about a million deflections.
For some reason, I had it in my head that they give it him, but they obviously have not.
No, he crosses it, but it takes about five deflections.
Yeah, he makes the goal. Like, it's like you'd say...
He does assist it, but it's not an assist.
The goal isn't there unless he does what he does, but it takes ping-pongs. It comes off of Marmoush's arse. If anything, it's a Marmoush assist. And then Haaland sort of taps it in, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So I'm glad they've not given him that. That's good. Okay, good.
So on Saturday morning, I was here's some fun for you. So Lee had taken Max to football training. I had to leave the house to go and take Evie to dancing. And I'm standing in my kitchen and I'm thinking, do I just take a -4 and deal with a load of problems? Maybe that is the answer. I need some extra budget, blah, blah, blah. And in the end, I thought it came down to the fact that I needed 0.2 and Docker had gone up overnight.
Right.
So there was only 0.1 difference between them. And I thought, well, next week I can't go straight to Saka from Morgan Rogers now anyway, because I needed 0.2 and I've only got 0.1. So I'm going to have to take a hit next week anyway. So I will just get Cherky then and I'll play it a little bit safer. And I regret that choice. And I think it was because I'd sold two such heavily owned players that I felt like I just wanted to...
Yeah, you get panicky, of course.
I just didn't want to go so rogue with the Doku pick. I think that was where my head was. I
think the general FPL community narrative was towards Cherky, I think.
It was,
for sure, content creators out there going, Doku's an option. For sure, you were one of them.
I was one of them, yeah.
But I don't think I ever really thought, can I sit here and legit say that I would have had Doc? Not really.
See, I can, because I was very close.
I was either keep Semenya or get Cherky. I can't say I was Doku, really. Not in good faith.
Mm.
But listen, I think if you're picking now, it's Doku, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've only got two Man City now, it's Doku.
Yeah, but nobody's only got two Man City now. Because we all trebled up for the double.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. And defensively, O'Reilly, again... did O'Reilly things, he looked all right, but just got the yellow card. Obviously no DEFCON because he doesn't tend to do the DEFCON, whereas your man Gehi does get the DEFCON. Got
that's
a bonus as well
one.
Didn't he? So happy days, you take that over O'Reilly
100%, because that's another one I was really worried about. And I think that was the other thing that tipped me into Cherky rather than Doku, was I was like, I'm already behind because I'm starting with Gehi over O'Reilly, and that doesn't feel comfy at all.
It's worked out fine.
But it's been fine so far. I mean, Nico O'Reilly's so attacking that it does stress me. Whenever Man City play, I'm stressed Nico O'Reilly. But Gehi does the donkey work. He gets the defensive contribution points, and because of that, he will often pick up the extra points and be in the bonus point system if it's low scoring. So, yeah, I'm sort of happy with the way things have panned out with Man City so far, apart from feeling a little bit frustrated with myself with the Doku pick.
Yeah, all right. Before we go any further, Sam, we've got to say hello to Helen. So Helen is here, Helen from our Slack community. A rare appearance from Helen. She can't always make it on a Sunday night, so very nice to see you, Helen. Welcome along.
She's just missed the Brighton chat, though.
Just missed the Brighton chat, Helen.
Brighton on Saturday in the Slack.
Well, weren't we? Yeah, we're all tripled up, weren't
we?
We
were all Brighton in the Slack.
Yeah.
And then who was it? It was George. George,
of course he was.
He doesn't have a Brighton defender. Started saying he wanted a Wolves goal. We were all like, no, you will be banned, George. I was like, I will bar you. Because we were all with Helen.
You're not having it.
We were not having it.
Anything to say about Brentford in this game? Because, of course, if you look at the fixture ticker, have got a pretty nice fixture coming up next with Crystal Palace at home before then the goal fest that will be up at Anfield on the final day, where they'll probably beat us 4-0 and get a Champions League spot off of us. What do you make of Thiago? Have you still got Thiago?
Yeah.
Why are you making that face? Crystal Palace at home and Liverpool at Anfield.
So I...
100% keep. I'm thinking of buying him this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
So I...
You won't believe who for, but yeah.
Oh. So I had a straight choice between selling João Pedro or selling Thiago. Fancied João Pedro more against Liverpool this week than I did Thiago against Manchester City. But longer term, I fancied Thiago for the last couple rather than João Pedro.
Yeah.
So I held Thiago, sold João Pedro. And so far that's been okay. I mean, Crystal Palace, they're going to be... I mean, Glasner said, didn't he? He would rotate in... And I think he will against Man City. And he definitely will against Arsenal on the final day, because they play 3 days later in their final.
Mm.
So there's definitely going to be rotation.
Plus
there.
Brentford can smell it. I'm telling you, they can smell Europe.
Well, they're going to make Europe. I don't think they're going to make Champions League.
Who says no?
I do.
Fine. Okay, then.
I don't think they'll make Champions League.
George's dreams are shattered because South Midfield family says they cannot do Champions League.
I don't think they can do Champions League, Lee. I don't think they can. I don't think they will. Despite what you think about Liverpool... I don't think...
Have we still got that weird scenario where they need to come to Anfield and lose to get Champions League? Like, if there's some weird... Like, somebody tell me in the chat, there's this weird scenario Villa win the Europa League, like, Brentford have to come sixth to get Champions League? And that might mean losing to Liverpool? It's like some like weird scenario.
No, if Villa win the Europa League, that it would be down to... And make Europe...
Yeah, but they have to. Villa have to come fifth. I think is the point, isn't it?
Well, they have to finish in the Champions League.
Champions League spots. Okay,
so the top five.
Yeah.
So no, I think it's. I don't think that they'll have to lose to Liverpool to make Champions League. That is weird. I have heard that, but I think I just don't see it. I think if of the three B's, Brentford, Brighton, Bournemouth.
Yeah.
I think Brentford are the least likely.
All right.
Because I fancy the other two more.
Okay. Well, Palace at home, Liverpool away.
Because on the final day, if you need to win to make Champions League, you will win.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if Brentford have to lose to get Champions League, then yeah, I'd back us.
No. Sorry, George. I appreciate that this isn't, and I know you've been Spurs and all that jazz. And this is not an anti-Brentford narrative whatsoever. I just think that Bournemouth and Brighton. I'm in better moments.
Well, look, I'm thinking of buying Thiago this week because I think Palace at home is such a good fixture for him. And I think Liverpool's a good fixture for him as well. Despite the fact, yeah, it'll be Anfield. It's Salah's last game, Robbo's last game. But don't underestimate how crap we are, right?
But also, Dango didn't start in this one.
Yeah.
And I think that's a miss for Thiago as well when he's not starting.
I hope, by the way, they give Henderson a good send-off on the final game of the season. Like, he didn't get to have a proper goodbye when he left the club. Proper send-off. Hendo.
Who do you want? What, Brentford?
Yeah, it'd be weird for him being in a Brentford shirt. Maybe we could just lend him a Liverpool shirt for a bit.
Hang on, what are you asking? You want Liverpool to give Jordan Henderson a send-off?
That is how much I love the
man. When he's paying for Brentford?
That is how much I love the man.
Are you all right?
I want him to come to Anfield. I want Brentford to lose so they get Champions League. And I want him to give Henderson a send-off. George would be up for that.
Sorry, what? Jordan Henderson's not leaving Brentford.
Right, this is the scenario. This is happening. We beat Brentford last day of the season. We both get Champions League.
Did you drink while I was out today?
Salah and Robbo get their send-off. And Hendo gets a proper send-off as well. Did you not listen to the Salah interview? He said the exact same thing because he's such a legend.
No, Salah said, no one works hard around there anymore.
He also said that, yeah.
No one goes to the gym. No one stays late. Nobody's bothering. He basically had a slide dig at the manager by basically saying the old manager used to make us work hard and we used to stay and we wanted to work hard and this one's a load of rubbish is basically what he said. I don't remember him saying, oh, and by the way, I think we should give Jordan Henderson a round of applause.
Well, what you need to do, Sam, is go back and watch the full interview with Steven Gerrard because he says exactly that.
What? Let's give Jordan Henderson a round of applause.
He says Henderson deserves a good send-off from the crowd and a proper send-off from the club and I hope they do something on the day.
Well, they're not going to put him in a Liverpool kit.
I'm not saying to put him in a Liverpool shirt. I'm just saying he needs a proper send-off because he didn't have one when he left the club. Right, end of rant. Anyway, Thiago, I think... Thiago in FPL is a buy this week if you haven't got him. And I'll probably buy him. And I don't really have any... I'm not going to sell Jokeres this week, obviously.
Well, obviously not. You're not going to sell Haaland either.
Maybe.
Oh, behave yourself. You're not going to sell Haaland.
Maybe.
Who's your... Just sell Danny Welbeck.
Can you do Welbeck to Thiago? You got the money to do that?
Well, I don't know how much money you got.
I might do Haaland to Thiago because it then also frees up a Manchester City spot if I need it for Doku. Why would you not even consider it? If Palace beat him in the week, it's done. And then they just sell them all.
If Palace beat Man City in the week.
Just saying.
That's not going to happen.
Just saying.
Palace have said they're going to massively... They went full strength today try to secure their Premier League position so that they can rotate against Man City and Arsenal.
I'm not ruling out Haaland to Thiago this week. I'm not ruling it out. I'm going to see what happens on Wednesday. I definitely want Thiago.
I think you're mad.
And if I do Welbeck to Thiago, I need to find money from somewhere. I'm not averse to that. I could do it. But it'd be for a hit. My first hit of the season, by the way.
What? You
haven't taken a hit all season.
Have you not?
No. I said to myself at the end of the season, no hits this year.
You're
Not taking a hit all season.
That's because you're stingy.
I am stingy.
I know. I live with you.
Haaland to Thiago. Not impossible this week. Not impossible. Let's move it on, Sam. Let's go to... What do I want to do? Which one do you want to do?
Well, I don't know, but you can't really ask me about today. So it's going to be a lot of you.
Is it? Oh, God. Okay. Well, we've done quite a lot of West Ham Arsenal. Do you want to, should we finish that up?
Yeah, go on then.
I don't know. As much as to say, I think we covered it at the beginning of the pod, didn't we, really? It's like...
What'd you do Arsenal if you got West Ham assets?
Do what hold? Arsenal do.
Mavranapos, Bowen, hold them.
Well, who have they got left? Let's have a look. Let's have a look. So they've got Newcastle away and then they've got Leeds at home. Well, they've got a win, haven't they? They've got a win. I mean, especially if you win tomorrow, they've got to get results, haven't they? Yeah, probably. Because again, you're at the point of the season where you just want players that have got something to play for.
They weren't bad here today.
They weren't bad. They went to a back five, which is unusual for them. Went to a back five. And for a little while, Jokeres was being marked by Mavrapanos and Dezazi, right? So we had both of them on him.
Right.
So he wasn't getting a lot of joy. So if you see a bit of a narrative about Jokeres being a bit ineffective today, I think that's largely why. I think that was part of the plan from a West Ham perspective, was to keep him quiet and keep it tight and play a back five. And Wan-Bissaka didn't get forward too much. And the other fullback on the other side, who I can't remember who that is, didn't get forward much either, right? So... can you keep them? I suppose you can.
Would you buy?
No, I don't know if I'd buy now. I don't know if I'd buy. Who are you buying? Bowen? Fernandes? Tati? Like, yeah, and you can't judge them based on today.
No.
Because not only did they have a different system and went back five, which is unusual for them, but they're playing against Arsenal, for Christ's sake.
No, yeah, sure.
So, I don't think I'd buy.
What about Arsenal? Because I've only got two.
Have you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Who have you got? Gabriel and...
Jokeres.
Oh, you haven't got Saka, have you? Okay.
No.
Interesting.
So I couldn't... Morgan Rogers. I have... In order to get Saka... I hate that, man. I would have had to have sold Morgan Rogers. And on Thursday... Was it Thursday?
You did the right thing. You can't sell him ahead of Burnley.
See him today?
Yeah.
Did he do anything?
I think I saw a comment in the chat from somebody earlier about wanting to punt Rodgers into the abyss. I think is what I saw. Which I assume you would agree with.
That wasn't even me. But oh my God, I want to get rid of him so badly. I honestly despair.
Nick still got him. Was that you, Nick, saying about punting Rodgers into the abyss?
I honestly, it was Will.
Yeah, I
cannot begin to tell you how... absolutely, not even upset, absolutely raging I am.
Burnley at home, you can't sell him.
I want to... if I could punt him into the abyss, I would.
So what now then?
He's going to go.
Okay.
As far away from me as I could possibly get him.
For Saka, that's your route to Saka?
No, because the idiot went and took a price drop, didn't he?
Oh, dear.
So now I can't afford to do it, I? Without taking a hit.
Okay.
Because Morgan Rogers isn't...
Shall I tell you who I was super, super impressed with? And this is really easy to say because he scored the goal.
Oh, but he didn't have the Trossard narrative.
He didn't have to do a lot of work. There was a period of playing the first half. Get in the chat, tell me if you saw this, where he's playing left wing and he comes bombing over, covering at centre half and puts a tackle in on Tati to put it out for a corner. I'm just like, oh, where have you come from? Unbelievably good covering.
Well,
and then he's giving it the fist bumps and he's getting the crowd up. He was great today, Trossard.
So in an ideal world, I'd have Gabriel, Saka and Jokeres. But Morgan Rogers has decided not only to piss me off by not getting me any FPL points, but also to piss me off by dropping in price saying that I can't afford Saka.
Right.
So now the conversation is...
did you have a bit of money in the bank then?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had exact money in the bank and didn't do the switch.
Because you kept saying, you can't sell Morgan Rogers ahead of Burnley. And I kept saying, you bloody can. What's he done?
Rogers ahead of Burnley, you can't sell. We almost got an assist today.
Almost. Let's give him a clap, Lee.
Punt him into the abyss.
Honestly, if he goes away with England, I'm done with England as well.
I'll tell you what, there's a few of them.
Don't take him.
Him and Palmer both got a couple of games to show why they should be on the plane, haven't they?
Well, Morgan Rogers shouldn't. He can go and walk the donkeys along Brighton Pier.
So Rogers out, Trossard in. That's happening, is it?
No. Why would I get Trossard? Because he covered at centre half.
Well, you've not seen the highlights.
Right,
I'm just saying.
I'll go and watch Match of the Day.
Same with my Haaland to Thiago. I'm just being a bit provocative as usual.
I'll go and watch Match of the Day and I'll have a look at Trossard.
But you won't get that from the highlights. You needed to have watched the game. So what we're saying really is you need to trust me. You need to trust...
I don't trust you because you keep telling me to keep Morgan Rogers. Every week you say you can't sell Morgan Rogers. First of all, it was...
You can't sell Morgan Rogers before Burnley.
You're as bad as us. He says to me, you can't sell... I'm getting Morgan Rogers in. I'm going to captain him against Spurs. I said, you can't do that. He's rubbish. Don't do it. I'm going to do it and I'm going to get three Palace assets. I said, don't do it. He says, I'm going to get Ezra as well. I said, don't do it, Az. What's he do? He does all of these things. And you're just as bad.
Kingdom FC saying, Captain Rogers next week.
For the podcasters, I'm giving Kingdom the test.
Poor old Rogers. I hope he doesn't watch.
I hope he does watch. He might pull his socks up. He has been woefully bad. Like, honestly terrible.
Right, can you stop having a go at Rogers and tell me what you're actually going to do about it? Well, are you going to trust me and get Trossard? Or are you going to take a hit and get Saka?
I'm unlikely to trust you.
I'd say that's probably sensible.
I'm more likely...
2 game weeks to go, Sam. Come on, live a little, will you? YOLO. Trossard. I don't know why we've descended into this bullshit. Trossard, YOLO. Come on. What are you, 700k? Come on. Trossard, captain next week. Burnley at home.
I'm going to captain Jokeres.
Yeah, it's perfectly sensible, yeah.
It's more sensible than captaining Trossard.
Wow.
I mean, the most sensible thing I've said is getting rid of Morgan Rogers. I might just go in with 2 Arsenal, which feels a bit stupid against Burnley.
Duncan's just in the chat, just goes, YOLO? Question mark. As if, like, people are here for FPL content and we're just going, yeah, YOLO Trossard.
I'm not doing that. You're doing that.
If you're here waiting for some stats and some analysis, you're in the wrong place, folks. This is just YOLO Trossard. 2 game weeks to go. Get him in.
You are weird tonight.
Get him done.
Absolutely weird tonight.
Rogers to Trossard.
The fact that you think the Liverpool are going to give Jordan Henderson a standing ovation and put him in a Liverpool shirt when he plays for Brentford. What do you think Brentford would say about that, by the way? If Jordan Henderson...
They love him as much as we do.
No, he won't if he puts on a Liverpool shirt at the end of the game.
You're saying he put a Liverpool shirt on,
you
Sam.
Did. You said give him a Liverpool shirt.
Tracksuit.
What is he, John Terry? He's just going to change.
He's not there for a trophy. We're about as far from a trophy as me and you. Bloody hell, we're not nowhere near a trophy.
I had a trophy last summer. It was nice. Gonna give it to Villa this year.
Come on, stop waffling.
Bloody Morgan Rogers. If I see him with that trophy, I might punch him.
No need to be violent. That'll get us banned. That's a YouTube banning coming straight away.
Well, first off, when am I going to meet Morgan Rogers?
Because if I don't monetize, isn't it?
What of swearing you've done tonight? We can't monetize. We have to put an adult rating
right.
on
Are
it.
Are you doing Rogers to Trossard?
No,
yes,
I'm not
right,
going
to
get Trossard. That's just stupid. I'm probably going to... I'll either now, thanks to Rogers, have to take a -4.
Right.
To free up some money to do Morgan Rogers to Saka.
Right.
Or I'll just get Dominic Szoboszlai against Morgan Rogers.
Don't do it yourself.
Why? When I had Dom Szoboszlai before, he was great. But that would mean only having 2 Arsenal, and I don't really like the idea of that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of going into Burnley and Palace with 3 Arsenal.
The other thing to say now is, what's the Arsenal mentality now, right?
Win.
So when they played against Fulham, it was the title could be decided on goal difference. We've got to go out. We've got to score goals. And they went and won 3-0. And Saka and Jokeres were brilliant. That's part of the reason I brought them in this week. So if this game against West Ham had finished 0-0, we're back into title could be decided on goal difference territory again. And therefore... Yep, load up on Saka, Jokeres, Captain Jokeres, because it's Burnley at home and they need goals and goal difference makes a difference for the title and City have got an extra game, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's now not the case, is it? This goal here, this 1-0 means that they can go and be Arsenal against Burnley and win 1-0. They can just go, they don't have to go goal festing, do they? They can just do what they do best.
Well, yes, I suppose.
So... I'm here to say, why would you go Saka when you could just get Raya, get Saliba, get a defender?
But then I've got to keep Morgan Rogers. I don't want to keep Morgan Rogers. But hang on a minute, I've got to have a look at something.
Mr. Tendai saying we're going to try and smash Burnley 100%. I'm sure you will, mate. I'm sure you will.
To be
but
fair,
listen, if it's 1-0 with 20 minutes to go, right, they're just going to sit on it, Arsenal.
I would like to make a comment because you say this about the 1-0 stuff, but they haven't really been winning 1-0. So they won 1-0 today, sure. They won 1-0 against Newcastle and they won 1-0 against Brighton.
Sounds like an awful lot of 1-0s.
Right. Just the line.
Yeah. I already said Fulham's an anomaly because of their mindset.
Okay, sure. But we've got to go back. So from game week 17 onwards, they're the only 1-0s. Otherwise, they've got 2 against Brighton, 4 against Villa, 3 against Bournemouth, 2 against United, 4 against Leeds, 3 against Southampton, 2 against Wolves, 1 against Brentford, 4 against Spurs, 2 against Chelsea, 2 against Everton.
All right. Okay, they score goals.
So they score goals.
All right.
So I don't see that. Yes, I could be boring and just get a defender, but then I've got to keep Rodgers.
Okay.
I don't want Rodgers anymore.
All right. Any other games? Any other games? Could we do...
Can I ask you about Anthony Gordon?
Yeah, if you want.
What are you doing about Anthony Gordon? Because he's been on the bench now for 3 weeks and he's like...
I tell you what, when we do our end of season, thank you for being with us all season, especially listen to the crap we've been talking about tonight. But we get to our game week 38, we'll do the season review, and you're going to ask me, what do you think was probably your highlights and lowlights? I'm telling you, one of my top three lowlights is getting Anthony fucking Gordon on a wild card. What was I doing?
Why did you do it?
I don't know.
What
possessed
you?
I don't know. I think they were playing quite well at the time and he had scored a couple of goals. But for 3 weeks, he's been naughty stepped. You should have, like, every time. And by the way, we'll get to teams in a minute. I've had a massive slice of jam because guess who was first sub? I played Anthony Gordon this week and first sub, James Hill. So
you didn't deserve it.
I don't deserve it. You're right. It's absolutely jamminess. Whereas you never admit to your jam. I'll admit to my jam.
Sorry?
That's... Never, ever admit
right,
to your jam.
Right, when have I been jammy?
Sinesi assist last week. Gross that, assist
no,
this
hang
week.
On. Right, that's not jammy.
Yes, it is.
I played them. I can't decide what the ref does. I can't decide what the ref does. It's an assist. The ref gives a penalty, Sinesi won it.
Okay, you've had plenty of... I remember Van de Ven coming off your bench every week for six a few weeks ago.
Lies.
Right, anyway.
The only time I've got Van de Ven's points off my bench was in my bench boost. Remember when he scored lots of goals against Everton and you just sold him that week? That was fun. That was my highlight of the season.
Great.
Sitting in that restaurant in Dubai when Van de Ven was going on a riot and you just sold him.
Thank you. Get your hand off my shoulder. Anyway.
Get your Jordan Henderson shirt.
So I had... With your Brentford shirt or a Liverpool shirt?
Half and half. I get half and half scarf.
Half and half Hendo scarf. Please, could someone make a half and half Hendo scarf? Oh, my God. George, don't do it. Don't do it. I've lost my train of thought. Anthony Gordon, rubbish. Been naughty stepped. I jammed 6 points from Hill off the bench, which made my game week go from absolute rubbish to just bad.
But what are you going to do about Anthony Gordon?
Well, I was selling him, aren't I? Or at best, I'm benching him. Because they actually were all right today, Newcastle, without him.
It's quite expensive, isn't it? You've got a lot of money in
I'll probably get Trossard or something. I don't know. I'll get some sort of decent differential.
You can't get Trossard. You've got three Arsenal already.
Newcastle in this game. So you didn't watch this game, did you?
I watched a bit of this game, yeah.
So, decent game. Newcastle, the changes really made it, I thought, in the second half. He made like, 3 or 4 changes. And every time he made a substitution, I was like, not Gordon. And then he bought on Harvey Barnes. I was like, yes, great. Gordon's definitely not coming on.
And then Barnes scored.
So, yeah, he's really good. So, I really like Will Asula, by the way. He's one to watch for next season. Like, he clearly doesn't fancy... Like, Visser, again, benched. Come on, but benched.
And Voltimada.
Voltimada's got the pace of he's like a giraffe. He reminds me of just Peter Crouch. Useful in certain situations, but in the role that they need him to play, just not...
Well, they panicked,
not good
they?
Enough, I don't think.
Both of them.
Well... No one was saying that a few weeks into the season. They were all, remember, by game week 8, 9, we all loved Voltimada, didn't we?
Yeah,
Visser was injured.
All did have him, yeah.
People were saying how great he was now, not so much.
It's true.
But Will Asula's come in and looked great. Looked really, really good. Gets himself into decent positions. But, I mean, Harvey Barnes' strike was good. Elliot Anderson's goal was particularly good, right? Particularly good, because that's the one thing that we haven't seen quite so much, I don't think, of him. We see him as that kind of midfield enforcer getting the DEFCON points.
Yes.
This one, this is burst into the box. This was, dare I say it, kind of Lampard Gerrard-esque kind of like burst into the box. He pulled up with cramp just because he did this burst into the box that no one was expecting him to do. Lovely, lovely finish. I reckon there was a little bit of like, this is my former club in there as well.
And for his mum.
And for his mum as well, yeah, because he had that terrible news, didn't he, in the week. But it's just the way that he almost, and they said it in commentary, it was almost like I'll sort this out, boys. It's just like, right, play me in and I'll do it. Do you know what I mean? Because all of the rest of the Forest team were a little bit, They were a little bit European hangover, I think. They definitely miss Gibbs. Like, they miss Gibbs White like a whole... Like, honestly.
Well, they do.
It's huge for them.
But it's not just him, is it? They were missing a lot of players again today. Yeah.
Yeah. What do the fixture tickers say for Forest and for Newcastle? So Newcastle, West Ham at home and then Fulham away. And then for Forest, who are now safe mathematically, Man United away, Bournemouth at home. Neither of those two screams investment, does it, really?
No.
I don't
because
think...
Because I think, you know, if you've got Elliot Anderson, hold for sure. But yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't buy.
Do you know what? When I look at... I'm just as a sort of more macro last two fixtures comment here. Like, who really stands out? Like, I mean, for the podcasters, you guys on YouTube can see this, right? But for the podcasters, if you sort by difficulty on Scout, on the fixture ticker on Scout, for the last two games, it's Wolves at the top. Not buying any Wolves players, right? Then it's Arsenal, who, yep, you've either got them or they're on radar. Everton next with Sunderland at home and then Spurs. I mean, if Spurs need a result with that game at home, that's a very difficult game, isn't it? Then Fulham have got Wolves and Newcastle. Then it's Chelsea. You ain't back in Chelsea. Then it's Newcastle, who we just mentioned. Like, yes, I'll sell Anthony Gordon because it was just a terrible decision in the first place. But who am I getting? Dewsbury Hall? Ndiaye? Who am I getting? Wilson back in? A Spurs mid?
There wouldn't be a Spurs mid.
No. So, I don't know. So, yes, the answer to your question is I probably will sell Anthony Gordon. I've made a mistake there, no doubt. Put my hands up to it. But who am I getting? I don't really know. It's a difficult one.
Get Szoboszlai.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. All right, Forest one,
so against
Newcastle one. Anything else you want to discuss? Anything else? I mean, there's loads to discuss in this, but we're already like, we're miles over already.
An
hour and five.
Let's go and talk about our team, shall we?
Can we just have a quick shout out for how great a job Andre Iraola has done at Bournemouth?
Incredible
manager. And how
much
they're going to miss him. Because, like, I know Fulham, we've said on here a couple of weeks ago, they're looking a little bit on the beach, but there's still outside chance of European football. But Bournemouth did a job on him here. I love Ryan. Like, every time, talk about one to watch for next season, right? Yeah. Okay, we'll be a new manager. They'll go again, Bournemouth. They'll find some more talent, presumably.
Yeah, but the new manager's got a decent pedigree as well.
Yeah, I mean, like Hill and Senesi, just like what Senesi get, he got.
Well, Senesi's got an agreement in principle with Spurs.
Yes,
if we stay up.
Admittedly, yeah. But again, in this game, he got... Did he get the DEFCON? I think he did. Yeah, defensive contribution again for Senesi. Hill with 9, so close, but no cigar. I mean, just an unbelievably good job. Unbelievably good job. I still got Tav in my team.
Me too.
What are you going to do with him?
Well, if I want to sell Morgan Rogers for Saka, I will downgrade Tav. Because that's easy.
You guys... Yeah, but he's got... You can't go anywhere with Tav, can you? He's already quite cheap. Oh, you don't need that much money, though, do you? Because you've got a bit in the bank.
I need to find 0.2.
Right, okay.
So, and I don't mind going, like...
I tell you what you should do. You should do Tav to Rio. That's what you should do. Get Rio. And get Szoboszlai, get
him.
Rio.
Slot hates him.
I know, but Slot's a dickhead.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He still won't play him. He'll still bring him off for no apparent reason.
Well, he sort of had to play him at the weekend because we didn't have anybody else.
Well.
And Isak, if rumours to be believed, is never going to be fit again.
Well, I heard that might be the case for Ekitike.
Well, I mean, Ekitike's got horrible injury, isn't he? So, yeah, we've got to wait to see on him. But, like, Tav to... Dewsbury Hall or something like that,
yeah,
or to Rio.
Oh,
you're thinking that. Okay.
Keane and Dewsbury Hall is what I was thinking.
Oh, fine. Okay. Yeah, that's a bit more sensible, to be honest.
Yeah.
A bit more sensible. Okay.
I don't need to go to Rio.
All right. Very good. That's enough guff and waffle, isn't it? Let's get on with these bloody scores. Right. Where is my score? 66 this week. 66, which
all
is a bit.
Sixes.
Which is pretty jammy, isn't it, when you think about it?
But
because,
still free to go?
Well, yeah, I don't have anybody in the Spurs and Leeds game, so that's going to hurt. I don't have any Palace in midweek, so that's going to hurt. So I only really have O'Reilly and Cherky, who I don't think is going to play, and Haaland captain. There's my bit of bench jam, Gordon for Hill, so I'll happily take that six-pointer and run for the hills. But it's a really, really, again, below par game week. I've gone from 120-odd-K to 135. So it's not a massive red arrow, don't get me wrong. It's not catastrophic. But as I said when I sat here 2 weeks ago, and you disagreed with me, I said, well, I've played my three chips now. This was back when we done the free hit, right? Because we did wildcard, bench boost, free hit in 32, 33, 34. And we sat here and we reviewed game week 34. And I said to you, I'm pleased because I'm at 110k or whatever I was at the time, but I'm now worried because I wanted to go bang, bang, bang and get 60, 50k.
Yeah.
And then over the last three game weeks, I can sort of drag myself, I'll try and just maintain in the top 100k. But because I didn't get the leaps that I wanted to get, I was worried that now I'm going to be just top 150k. And that's what's happened. That's exactly where we're at.
Yeah, but I don't see it like that. Like, I think it's because you've got idiots like Anthony Gordon in your team. And, like, I don't know, like, for me, I've still got a green arrow this week and I haven't got a chip active. And when I look at EOs and stuff around me and people that have got, like, it's not like people around me haven't got chips active. They have. So I don't think not having a chip this week is an... It doesn't mean you're guaranteed to have got a red arrow. Like, you've been a bit unlucky. You went for the double up of the Arsenal boys. It didn't pay off. Nobody's expecting Bruno Fernandes not to get something against Sunderland. And I appreciate that he's heavily owned.
So he wouldn't have made a difference.
He won't make a huge amount of difference. But, like, Danny Welbeck, Brighton with 3-0 against Wolves, you would expect him to be involved in that. Yes, you've got a bit jammy with Hill coming off your bench. But, like, I think this isn't really about chips. This is just about the fact that the players that you had, so far it's been O'Reilly over... It's been Gahey over O'Reilly, but that could swing in midweek. So far it's been...
Gahey's not that highly owned, is he?
Gahey is.
Not around my rank, Sam. You've got to remember, I'm in a different... I mean, top 100k, not a lot of Gahey's. It's all O'Reilly's.
I don't know. I feel like not having a chip is not the be-all and end-all of stuff this week.
Okay. Maybe not the be-all and end-all, but it is negatively affecting me. And I think come Wednesday... Even if the Palace boys, even if they get battered by City, there's going to be 2, 4, 6. You know, I'll be 2, 4, or 6 points against the market at least, right? At least. Because a lot of the wildcarders and bench boosters have got Palace players and I haven't got any. So that's a problem. So unless, and like I say, O'Reilly, loads of people have got him. Cherky, he's a reasonable differential because there was a few that kept Semenyo, but I still think he's pretty highly owned. Haaland captains, everyone's doing it. So I'm on a small red arrow and I've got 3 players left to go and they're all highly owned from where I'm at and I don't have any Palace or Leeds or Spurs. So this can only go one way as far as I'm concerned. So Hill coming in for Gordon on the auto sub, good. I'm happy to take it because without it, I'm at 150k already. But I expect to be about 150k at the end of this game week. So then it's a case of, well, can I attack 37 and 38 and get into the top 100k? And to do that, I'm going to need to do something different. I'm not going to be able to jump 50k in 2 game weeks without doing something different.
I would not sell Haaland.
Maybe not, but I would, because I've got, whether I finish 150k or 200, I don't care. But if I can go from 150 to 100, I would care about that. Now, getting Thiago isn't exactly... That's not mind-blowing, is it?
He's very heavily owned.
Because he's heavily owned anyway. So that's one reason maybe not to do it. So I've got to look for a differential. Part of the reason I played Gordon this week is I just thought against Forest that have got no Gibbs White, just played in Europe, if he gets the start, then maybe he's good. And they've got a nice fixture next week, haven't they, Newcastle? I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well...
It's West Ham.
Yeah, it's West Ham at home. So I was thinking, if Gordon plays this week and looks all right, he's a good differential for next week. But that didn't happen and he's not. So now I need to look at where my differential's going to be. And I thought bringing in Saka and Jokeres this week, that might be a bit of a differential. Now,
well, they still are. They're not heavily owned, but they will grow this week.
But they'll grow this week. So the marginal gain is now smaller for next week.
Yes, that's true.
So I was hoping that we're going to get something today.
Yeah, so was I.
So now it's Burnley at home. People are going to pile in on them, probably. At least one of them. And now the marginal gain is smaller. So I got to think about where my next marginal gain is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Gordon to somebody, probably.
Okay, so let's have a look at your bus team then. So what's it looking like?
So the team for next week... actually, I probably should read out for the podcast. I should read out my score, shouldn't I? So Verbruggen 6, so 66 points overall, down to 135k. Verbruggen 6, O'Reilly 5 so far, Gabriel 11, Van Heck 6, Bruno 3, Saka 2, Cherky 1, Gordon 0, Haaland 22 captain, Welbeck 2, Jokeres 2, and then Hill 6 coming in off my bench. And for next week, yes, those boys again, basically. So I haven't changed anything because I've still got Hill and Tav on the bench with...
Because they play Man City.
Manchester City. Although, to be fair, I mean, who'd back against Hill at the moment? Would you back against Hill and Senesi in a minute? They look so good, don't they?
Well, they'll probably get DEFCON.
So there it is. I mean, so Saka and Jokeres both sitting there. They will be still... The double Arsenal attack will be somewhat of a differential against Burnley at home, but it'll be much less of a gain going into next week. Gordon at home to West Ham. I was hoping that was going to be a differential for me, but he won't be. I'll have to go for somebody else. Yeah, I don't love it. I don't love it. And I don't see where in my team I'm going to make the gains that I need to go from 150k to 100. I don't see it. I don't see it. And with one free transfer still to go, I feel a bit stuck. So to get where I want to end up, I'm going to have to go a bit Hail Mary. I'm going to have to do something a bit crazy in terms of differential. And Haaland to Thiago, although I like it, isn't crazy enough.
No.
It's probably too big a risk to go against Haaland.
Get Richarlison.
For not enough upside in Thiago because he's so well owned. Maybe going for someone like a Dango Ouattara or a Ndai or somebody in midfield for Gordon.
Well, that makes a lot more sense.
That's what I'm likely to do. Something like that. Right? Something like that is what I'm likely to do. Because otherwise, it's just a boring team and I'll do fine in the last two game weeks and I'll end somewhere between 150 and 100 probably. I'll be like 130k and I'll be like meh.
Okay.
And if I want to finish there, great. But whether I finish there or I finish 180k, I don't really care. Whereas if I go for it a bit, then I've got half a chance. I've got half a chance.
Yeah.
But at the minute, it's too template. Your game week score this week, 76. So much better than me. 10 points more. Very good.
Yeah, so far, I've only got the same... Well, they're different three, but I've only got three left to go as well. But I'm feeling much more positive. I came very close to taking a -4 to take Roofs out this week.
Cool, blimey, okay.
And I could not believe it when that clean sheet. I was very quiet about it. The guys in the Slack were talking about it and I was thinking, I'm not talking about it because if I talk about it, it's happening and then it might go wrong. Whereas if I pretend it's not happening, can't go wrong. So Roofs with 6, which was lovely. Gabriel, everyone's got him, but with his 11. Gahee in with 9 so far, obviously with the game to come. Senesi in with 8, lovely. Van Heck with 6, great. Bruno with 3, fine, everyone's got him. Cherky with the 1, frustrating. Gross with 6, happy days. Morgan, the idiot man, Rogers with 2. And then Jokeres up top with 2. And then Haaland with 22, still to come, obviously, with another game. I also do not have any Spurs players tomorrow, and I've benched my Leeds asset.
Okay. One free transfer, 2.2 million in the bank. So let's have a look at what your bus team looks like. There it is.
So it looks very similar to last week's team, except I am benching Senesi at the moment in order to play Thiago, because obviously Thiago was on my bench last week. Having set this up, I actually at one point thought, what am I doing? I'll bench Morgan Rogers and I'll play Senesi instead. But I don't think you can. I think I probably have to play Morgan Rogers against you lot in case you sleepwalk. But I won't have him. The reality is I won't have Morgan Rogers this week. He will go. The big question is, what do I do? So I would really like Saka. I'd like to have the Arsenal treble up for the last 2 weeks. That would mean selling Tav. So probably I'd look at Tav to Keenan Dewsbury Hall and then Rogers to Saka.
Okay.
It does leave me with a slight conundrum, though, doing that, because I think I probably would want to play Keenan Dewsbury Hall then, and I wouldn't have a real route to playing him.
They got Everton, remind me? Oh, Sunderland at home. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So the other option to get the money is to do the Roofs downgrade and to downgrade Roofs to Verbruggen, which would give me the money to go from Saka.
He's cheaper, is he, Verbruggen?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Is to go from Saka. That would give me the money for Rogers to Saka.
Double Brighton defence against Leeds away doesn't feel great.
No, which is why I also didn't do that, because that was the transfer I was going to make last week, which would have wiped its face, but actually not, because it would have been a -4.
Right.
Because like the problem is that the only way to go cheaper than that is to do something like a Darlow, and I don't fancy that for the last couple of weeks either. So it does feel like Tav is the obvious spot. Now, I could just go super cheap with that. I could just take lots of money out of it and have more money for get, because what I don't want to do is put myself in a position where going into 38 I can't make a really fun transfer because I've got no money and I'm having to take another hit. So part of me thinks, why not just take Tav's position and burn it almost right down And then use the money to upgrade to Saka and then have a pot of money in the bank so that 38's transfer can be fun.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, well, captaincy for next week. I've got mine on Saka currently. You've got us on Jokeres. It is going to be an Arsenal player, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
If anybody wants to captain Gabriel, I wouldn't put him off either.
No, I wouldn't be against that.
I mean, look
that.
At that, 11 points today.
I wouldn't be against that. Jokeres is on pens, I think, which is why I put it there.
Okay. All right, that is it then for this week's FPL Family. Thank you for joining us. Tell us what is going on this week, Sam. What content will people find us on?
Oh, it's going to be a busy week as usual.
What's new?
I know, tell me about it. So I will be on Off the Bench on Tuesday this week with Praz, talking all things game week 36. I only said 26. Game week 36 so far. Obviously, we won't be able to cover what happens in the Manchester City and Palace game because that's happening on Wednesday evening. On Thursday morning, I will be back with Jules and Kelly talking, doing the official pod. And then Thursday afternoon, I'll be back on the Q&A with Az. I think
good.
That's... And
another
then Friday,
week.
Friday's the deadline again. Another Friday night deadline.
It's going to be done pretty soon, isn't it? What, we've got 2 weeks left. I mean...
2 weeks to save ourselves.
Yeah, I think it's been a hellish season. I think it's been so, so tough this season, FPL. Like it, and mainly, not mainly, but in the context of our teams as well, like Liverpool and Spurs, and how bad it's been for both of us. Like, and I saw in the chat earlier, Lee, stop whinging, you're going to be finished fourth or whatever. Yeah, but trust me, compared to previous seasons, it's been a tough watch, Liverpool, this season, a real tough watch. And of course, it's been difficult watching Spurs as well at times. Not last couple of weeks, but under Tudor was difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate, I mean, how bad we've been at home, and I've been every week.
Yeah, so it's like, I think it's, when all said and done, and we'll do more of a review once game week 38 is in the books and sorted, right? And then we'll do our predictions as well. For those of you that weren't here in game week one, you know that we do... Every year we do like a pre-season predictions and they're there in the cupboard in an envelope that we haven't touched for the last 36 weeks and we won't now for another 2 weeks. But come game week 38, we know who the champions are, whether it's Arsenal, whether it's City, we know who's down, everything's sorted. We'll go and look at that predictions envelope and we'll find out what you and I thought and what you guys thought, because you guys cast your vote as a community as well. We'll find out what we all thought.
I don't think I thought anything
was
going to
happen
in
game week one. For sure, there's going to have been a few Liverpool champion shouts, isn't there, for sure.
I don't think I had either Spurs or West Ham getting relegated.
No, almost certainly didn't have Spurs. Well, I know I didn't have Spurs. I don't know about West Ham.
I don't think so.
I would have relegated West Ham. So anyway, tune in for that when we do our game week 38 review. So if you're not subscribed, hit subscribe so you know then we'll be coming up for game week 38's review, because when we do that and we open that envelope, that's always one of my favourite moments of the whole year. FPL Family is finding out what we thought was going to happen in game week one. I can't remember. Big couple of weeks coming up. Probably both of us going to potentially go a little bit rogue to try and make a bit more of a dent in our
top 500k ranks. Is the aim for me now.
Top five, it's definitely achievable, and top 100k is aim for me. Given the state of my team, I'm not sure how achievable that is unless I go a little bit rogue, but listen, it's potential to happen. That is it, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Leave us a like before you go. Hit the subscribe button on your way out if you're not subscribed already. We'll see you this time next week for a look back at game week 37. Until then, good luck. Spurs fans, Leeds fans, enjoy the game on Monday, and we'll see you this time next Sunday for another FPL Family. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.